Earlier this month, the Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Department of Military and Veterans Affairs put out a request for proposals, or RFP, for contracts to set up an emergency food system. The plan is to stockpile food for 40,000 people at two separate locations in the state. KNOM's Zachariah Hughes reports.
McHugh Pierre is a deputy commissioner with the DMVA. He says the food stockpiles are one part in Governor Sean Parnell's recent steps to shore up emergency response measures across the state.
They've included emergency power electric generation. It includes water purification. And the last part is having an emergency food cache in the state.
Food security is the ability to respond to emergencies, and by that measure, Alaska has a long way to go. According to Pierre, the logistics of food delivery are complex and contingent, especially in communities far off the road system.
There's a lot of supply line vulnerability in Alaska. We have remote communities, and our largest communities are remote from other major shipping points in the world.
And at the state level, natural disasters are the norm. On average, Alaska declares about four a year. Pierre says even though disastrous events register as exceptional when they hit communities, the state's response needs to function like a routine.
They happen to us on a regular basis. On average, we have a declared disaster every 90 days, and we shouldn't wait around and be surprised by something that's predictable.
The state's RFP is seeking three separate contracts. One is for providing all the food that will be stored, and the other two are for the storage itself, one facility near Anchorage and another in Fairbanks. The state's plan is to stockpile enough food to feed 40,000 people three meals a day for a full week. And the state doesn't want to use military field rations, like MREs, because at a shelf life of 3 years, they won't last long enough. DHS's contracts require foods that can last a minimum of 5 years, but ideally for a full seven. The RFP also calls for foods that meet the needs of children and the elderly instead of just soldiers. This current system of stockpiling durable foods in a hub is the older industrial approach to food security, and in a state as spread apart and disaster-prone as Alaska, it may not be the best way of organizing emergency food systems. Darren Snyder works for UAF and is a governing board member for the Alaska Food Policy. He's happy with DHS's efforts, but says that preparedness should ideally start with knowing what food communities can get to themselves if cut off.
Communities don't have intentional amounts of food stored. We don't have any intentional amounts of food. So, you know, it would be luck of the draw. How much food is there stored in your community right now? What is your accessibility to the natural resources? If food stopped being shipped, doesn't that mean that fuel also would stop being shipped? And how will you harvest wild foods?
If multiple disasters were to compound food shortages in a crisis, or if weather kept DMVA from being able to access affected communities, then food stockpiled in Fairbanks or Anchorage would do little to help. An alternate model, Snyder suggests, would have communities identifying foods that are consistently coming in and rotating them through locally maintained reserves.
A community food cache system would be to increase the stocks of nutritionally qualified foods that are already coming through a community. They may come through a school lunch program or maybe just the stores, but just to increase the stocks of those foods to levels which address whatever that community's priority is for a certain number of meals.
At present, there is no way for assessing how much food a given community in Alaska has in it. Between freezers, stores, pantries, and community centers, nobody knows how long things could last if supply lines were suddenly shut down. And that not knowing, says Snyder, constitutes a hazard to food security in its own right.
My belief is that a community-level intentional planning is the only way that we can be truly emergency food prepared.
The estimated budget for DHS's three contracts is $2.5 million in total. In Nome, I'm Zachariah Hughes.